Ashley Hubbard works the third shift. Her job's at the Kone Center in downtown Moline.
I help people when they're stuck in elevators and stuff like that. I've always worked customer service for as long as I can remember, so
I'm not very interesting.
Like a lot of people in the Quad Cities, Ashley lives in a two-bedroom house. And like a lot of people in the Quad Cities, Ashley drives a four-door sedan.
It's a 2001 Ford Taurus with no heat, and my defroster doesn't work in the rear windshield. So it's a rolling igloo.
And like a lot of people in the Quad Cities, Ashley knows what it's like to live without a home.
Yes, I was homeless. I think it was the end of 2013, beginning of 2014, so it was winter. It was very cold, especially without heat.
But the history of Ashley's homelessness begins before 2013. 2 years earlier, Ashley gave birth to her one and only daughter.
She was born with a virus called cytomegalovirus. So we spent a lot of the time in the hospital when she was first born. We were in Iowa City for 9 weeks, and then I think 9 more weeks at Genesis East. She started getting sicker when she got older, started having seizures and stuff like that. So we were visiting Iowa City and Peoria a lot, and NICUs and PICUs.
Hospital bills for her daughter's ICU treatment weighed heavily on Ashley, a single mom.
I was missing work to try and take care of my kid, and that also meant missing pay. So I was always trying to like play catch up with my bills, and things got piled up and I got overwhelmed right around the same time I was going through giving her up for adoption. So it was like the last thing on my plate that I was worried about.
Going homeless, that is.
I couldn't afford to invest in my own place to live at the time. I was recently evicted from where I was living.
Nor could she afford treatment for her daughter. Now things have changed.
It's an open adoption. So I get pictures and I talk to her adoptive family. And whenever she has health complications, they immediately call or text. So I do still get involvement. She did come visit in May. It was the first time I saw her in almost 2 years. And I'm going to try and go visit her, not this summer, but the following. She lives in Arizona now.
But back in Illinois, back 2 years ago, it was a harsh Midwest winter for Ashley.
None of my family even knows that I was homeless for a while.
Occasionally, a hot shower at a friend's house would let Ashley thaw out. But that 2001 Ford Taurus, the one with no heat...
Rolling igloo.
That's the closest thing Ashley had to a home.
I used to have a laundry basket that I carried around in my backseat of my car. It was all my clean laundry, and then when it was dirty, I would put it in a garbage bag. And once the garbage bag was full, I would take it to a laundromat and do laundry and repeat.
At the time, she was 24.
A lot of people assume you're just one of those kids that follows festivals around or something. Which is not true and is also kind of insulting. Just because you're young doesn't mean you're not trying your hardest. It's not as easy as people think it is. You don't wake up one day and decide to be homeless. It's a culmination of events. And there's a lot of things that you try. No matter what you try, you're not going to stop being homeless. You can't just suddenly go home to a house. It takes a lot of work.
Ashley didn't have a bed of her own, didn't have a bedside alarm to wake up to, but she didn't let that stop her from getting up.
I was still working, so I would try to dress as presentable as possible for work. So dress slacks, wrinkly, and whatever.
A job in sales gave Ashley somewhere to go during the day, but at night, there was no home to come home to.
And when you're homeless, you're worried about, you know, eating and staying warm enough, so you're not eating things that are good for you. You're not doing things that are good for you. It feels like you don't have a safe place in the world.
Eventually, Ashley found a safe place. She now rents a house in the Greenbush neighborhood of Rock Island. Even after all her adversity, Ashley doesn't take herself too seriously. Looking back at her homelessness, she finds a way to laugh.
Just to try and escape from being homeless. It sucks.
And she finds a way to take something out of it. Something she draws on every day.
Most of what I took from it is just not to judge people so harshly. Because I know when you're driving down the street and you see some guy panhandling for change, nobody wants to roll down their window. They assume the worst. But I've learned a lot from that experience. And I try not to judge people based on what they look like or what their situation is anymore. because there's a lot of good people out there that are struggling.